Okay, well, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Chris.
We started off friends.
Jen.
Mm-hmm.
Millie.
Yeah.
Cindy. I have some horrible news.
I like the fact that the clicking of the keyboard die. Was Cindy's.
You are recording.
We are all on the internet. And
Oh no.
Let her rip!
Hello, and welcome to Hit and Abyss, a 5th edition homebrew Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Digimon. Digital monsters. Digital sausage.
I have already shared who is joining us this evening. Tonight's episode
is
episode
43. Hyper tonight.
What's that?
That's okay.
So, one of us is heavily caffeinated. You'll never guess who.
No.
I can only speak for myself. I am heavily caffeinated. That's why I'm so calm and collected right now.
Most of my bloodstream is coffee.
I'm opening my third soda of the day.
Oh, so you are caffeinated.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I cool. also actually ate dinner before we did this, so now I'm like full and caffeinated.
The only soda I drink is caffeine-free, which is weird considering how much coffee I take in. Yeah,
coffee makes me tired.
I have my good friend Dr. Pepper.
All right.
I didn't think there was caffeine in that.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Yeah.
But whatever.
I used to know exactly how much caffeine was in everything. Reasons, but yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, lot's been going on. This is the group that's had more playtime so far because of reasons outside of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So what did we do last week?
Okay, so.
We've watched the Kenku. Kenku.
Yes.
The Kenku Coalition followed us everywhere. Orc Mom scared them to the point that they left all their stuff, including drain pipes, on random people's
that
stuff.
Wasn't me.
That was Punch Mom.
Yeah, that was Punch Mom. And then Orc Mom approved. And then we got to that temple to meet Ash, and because Ash saw his parents, and that was really sweet and cute, except for the whole, like, yeah, we've been having a lot of issues. Yeah, I noticed the moon is gone. What? That was my favorite line. Anyway, so then we met them, and Ash saw the 20 Kenku behind us and started to pray, but then right as he was starting to pray, Captain Hook's ship flew into harbor, and we were like, what the what? And then we ran to the harbor, and I became friends with a bunch of Dragonborn who worship this weird god called Tiamat. Don't know who that is.
And none of us ever heard of.
Yeah, no idea what that is. Mm-hmm. They became my friends. I talked to them for a while. We became good friends. They were very confused by the fact that they're now friends with me. Then we went to the Council of Races building. It was very shiny. And we went in, and no one would pay attention to us. Well, I guess, you know, the 20 Kenku got attention, but they weren't paying attention to me. And so then I walked over to an empty desk because apparently a bunch of the Council of Elder people, races, whatever, people were going missing, and no one was willing to listen to a Kenku. And so I said, screw it. And I decided to fight for the people and take a desk of my own so I could start answering questions and help bureaucracy move forward. Maybe then we could talk to one of these people. And then when I sat there, no one paid attention to me. And so then I got bored and I started looking through my desk. And I found this weird thing, and it was like a Beyblade, and I let it rip. And then all of a sudden it was like, pew! And everything fell off my desk because I'm awesome. And then this gnome walked over to me and went, whoa! And I was like, yeah! And it was like, whoa! And then he's like, you're totally awesome and obviously a genius. And I'm like,
oh. Finally. Oh my goodness. Then, you know, I like how this started out with there was a desk and then it was my desk, and you know.
Oh no, this is the recap from Paige's point
of
view.
I'm agreeing with you on that. Yeah. That's what that was.
And then he was like, well, you're totally a genius, and I was like, and then he's like, oh my gosh, so you should totally meet the Council of Races people and so we can talk about what you have going on, because you're so smart, and I want to know what you have going on, because also my crap was in the guy who was so rude to disappear after work one day's desk, and I was like, yeah, dude, let's talk. And then we started to go, and then they were awesome, because they took away all the freaking Kenku. They took all the 20 Kenku and put them in a playground, so I don't have to worry about them. And now we're on our way for me to get the attention I finally deserve.
And it's probably not canon, but I just imagine it's one of those playgrounds with like a 3-foot high plastic slide and those mats made of puzzle pieces.
Yeah. I actually have an image in my head of like, you know, like the blue steps, the red slide, and like the yellow monkey bars, and like the Kenku in a line, because they don't really think too good usually, like in a line, one by one, walking up the steps and going down the slide, putting their hands up, going, wee, for the 2 seconds on the slide, and then walking to the end of the line. That's what I have in my head.
But it's all the same wee. They all say the exact same sound.
So I have a feeling Aaron's going to agree with me on this one. When she was going through that at the end there, were you just waiting for her to say something like, oh, and the traveler is totally awesome, something like that? Because that's what I was getting there. He's very much our jester.
Well, I was thinking the entire time that, one, I'm very glad that I mute myself during the recap because I was laughing like crazy.
Was I wrong?
There were a few points that I could bring up. Some corrections, if you will. Some addendums. Some footnotes.
Oh,
as I say this,
awesome,
I'm thinking,
too.
Wow, I should
Paige
have that
awesome.
Being out of context quote. But also, I'm thinking that I should just take these recaps and edit them out by themselves and have them be a separate podcast.
Just put those on YouTube. That'll be our YouTube introduction. I'll start doing random book reviews as Paige.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That could be a whole thing that you stream. Not just reading bad fan fiction, but then give Paige's summary of the bad fan fiction.
Yeah, that'll be what the the Hidden Abyss YouTube channel is filled with. The Circulus YouTube channel is just Paige. And let me tell you about my feelings. Okay, so like imagine like you're a guy and you go to a place.
But it'll all be in Sylvain.
Yes. Translated kindly for YouTube, but the comments, like the, you know, the summary underneath the page will say, imagine this in Sylvain.
Okay.
Anywho.
The person, the gnome specifically, that has told someone named Earbender to reschedule all their appointments for the day.
Yeah.
Their name is Cicero Lodestone.
Bless you.
And thank you.
Cicero Lipschitz. Okay.
No, that... That's a distant cousin of his. But in any case... And I'm glad that I know the spelling for that because it sounded slightly different in the recording, I'm sure. But moving forward, ever forward... Always pressing forward, never looking back, because we dare not look at what lies behind us.
Dare not let Paige recap again.
No, I'm here for that content.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, that's really good.
Not for
Cicero Lodestone is one of the gnome delegates for the Council of Races. And Ash, you've heard this name before. You're trying to remember where you've heard it. It's not something where... Like, every day you think, oh, I'm really glad that I know who Cicero Lodestone is. But you've definitely heard it before. Like, when someone in the U.S. hears the name of a president that wasn't incredibly well-known, like the guy who died in 30 days or whatever.
Oh, Tippecanoe and Tyler, too?
No, that has something catchy about it, so people actually know that name. But,
no, but it's that president.
It's like...
Yeah. He died 30 days later, and then Zachary Tyler Taylor took over.
And there's the joke, but never mind.
Sorry.
No, it's good. It's good.
I was a U.S. history buff.
It's like everybody knows that Churchill was pregnant, prime minister.
Who?
But no one,
Who's
everyone
that?
Knows that Churchill.
Wow,
I'm a little concerned
for that.
I did not know he was pregnant.
Wow, that was a weird Freudian slip. Everyone knows that Churchill was prime minister, but no one knows who was prime minister after him.
Chris, are you getting Churchill history from the fanfiction Millie's been reading again?
Sure, why not?
Oh my gosh, you missed it. I was reading to Garfield online, Garfield / Kate Middleton fan fiction. I'm not joking.
I'm not surprised.
It was beautiful.
Still disappointed. Moving forward. Because but this plot line is stuck in the mud and I'm trying very hard to push it out. The tires are getting no traction. It's just throwing mud up in my face constantly. I'm saying, no, no, put it in first gear. First gear. First
Beyblades.
Gear. No. Oh, never mind. Ash, give me a history check.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know you've heard the name before. You just don't know where. You know you're probably going to kick yourself when you realize where you've heard the name before.
I'm already kicking myself because I dropped the dice before I rolled it. You don't, those don't count, and it was a natural 20, so I re-rolled it.
Dang it.
No such thing as a wasted roll. It's a random number roll. Generator. By default, it is random.
Aaron, I will cut you. It's a wasted roll.
Threats to my well-being give me life. It's kind of convoluted that way. But like at my school, at a certain part of the year, and I'm getting close to that now, I start a countdown. Now, many teachers and students will count down to the last day of school. But no, not I. I count down to the first day of the next school year. And more than one teacher has threatened me with bodily harm for doing so. Which encourages me to do it again every year.
Of course.
Good.
Okay. So, Cicero leads you to his office. And he says, so, little bird person. It's weird calling you little. You are taller than I am. But your name again?
Paige. Hi.
Paige. Ah, she's wonderful.
She's a Kenku.
A Kenku. Fascinating. Are you related to Arakokra?
Am I?
Not to your knowledge. Huh. Interesting. Well, that's probably a discussion for another day. I will say I am very, very happy that you found that contraption of mine and let it rip, so to speak.
Let it rip.
I don't know why you needed to say that 100 times between the lobby and here. It was
it's
only,
because of who she is, honestly.
It's only like 100
you get used to it.
New phrase, like the sound.
Okay, so that's the thing now. All right.
Yeah, that's just Paige.
Yeah.
I'm very happy that you were able to find that because mm-hmm. it is a clue to a problem that I've recently encountered.
What
Let me
problem?
Explain. It's easier to show than tell. And he opens the door to his office, and it looks like a tornado has hit it.
What happened in here?
There is smashed furniture. There's papers everywhere. Some of them have ink from ink wells splashed all over them, so the paper's like totally ruined. There's a few cabinets that are knocked over. There's a wide collection of ships, some of them in bottles. Some of them used to be in bottles, but the bottles have not survived a rapid descent. Some of them look like submarines. And Ash, I'll allow you to make another history check.
No prestidigitation.
That's another eat.
Yeah, you're still blanking on who this guy is. You know he's important somehow. You know that your life as a sailor relates to this gnome somehow. So, you might be shocked by this, but I did not leave this room like this.
No, the place looks like it's been ransacked.
Yes, and considering some of the recent events that we've had going on recently, I'm somewhat suspicious.
What events do you
hear?
You mean the flying
what event?
Ships?
The what?
The flying ships. The Dragonborn came on the flying ships.
The Dragonborn who followed along behind you, led by Corin, a red Dragonborn, who at this point just sort of like politely coughs into her fit.
Yeah, her.
New friend.
Hello.
I mean, I think that's new, right? You don't normally
That's new enough that I'm just finding out about this now.
Or did you mean moon? Moon so, gone.
There's that
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, the Dragonborn on the flying ships say they're trying to launch some sort of mission to get the moon back.
Or
we didn't
did
get a lot of details before
Spider
we decided
Turtle
the Council of Races was the place to
Sandstone.
Come.
Sandstone.
That and it's hard to get a word in edgewise sometimes in this group, but...
Sorry.
I really hadn't noticed. I just assumed that Paige here was your spokesperson.
Nope.
Yes.
She would say so.
I mean, anytime you want to announce
she would say so, no one else would.
Right,
yes. Exactly.
She's very exuberant.
Yes.
She's lovely once you get to know her, but you want to smash her face in a few times before that.
Yes.
I'm not getting that vibe from her at all. Interesting.
Are you friend?
I'd like to be. A pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Hi.
So, essentially, I fear for my life.
I see. After this,
often do.
Yeah.
I mean, as a traveling adventurer, that's kind of my default state. So,
yeah, I'm not a traveling adventurer. I'm an inventor. Very different thing. And I made sure to work on inventions that did not have a risk of ending in catastrophic failure for me.
Did you build all these, ships that were in bottles?
Well, they're models, but yes.
Ah, okay. I could, I might be able to cast
mending. Has it clicked yet? Because I think Chris knows what he is.
Oh, I'm sure Chris knows.
But I could probably, use mending to fix a couple of them, at least.
I mean, yeah, we do have people for that.
All right.
They're
I think it's more the ransacking he's worried about than the ships.
Well, yes, I just thought that's something plans. I can help with,
Can Paige see anything, investigate for anything interesting?
I will certainly allow investigation.
That's the same thing. Can I join in?
21.
9. Okay.
You got a 9?
I got a 9 on investigation. I'm rolling terrible.
Your third
tonight.
Roll of the game and you haven't rolled above a 10 yet.
Nope.
So this Paige is shining. One of those things. Paige is shining.
One of those things, guys.
You're supposed to save those rolls for right at the end of the kobold session.
Okay, but everything I've rolled so far is an intellect-based ability. I don't do well with those.
Oh.
Yeah, but even so, Cindy, her character, Fahim, has a -1 to charisma, but was still
rolling
like 19s.
There's already 3 dice in the dice and stuff.
Yeah.
I
managed to roll a +20 on my intimidation check against the Kenku.
Yes.
It's fine. I'm grabbing more dice.
What do I see?
Hello, Ellie. So the way things are smashed with a 21, it looks like whoever did this was probably not one of the taller races. Like the stuff, like the file cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
The drawers were opened, but the ones that were higher up were opened after they were already knocked over. And you can tell because the way the papers inside...
God damn it.
So I look at the gnome, Cicero, and I say, not human. Human no did this.
You don't say.
Was it a Kenku?
I was just about to ask.
I wasn't my. Me. But I'm like, not human. Short race.
All right, that leaves us Kenku, halflings, kobolds,
gnomes,
goblins.
Kobolds.
I love that this campaign has not actually encountered a kobold yet. They only
We've
know
heard
of them.
We
mouth.
Know they're short and that they do not have feathers. Yes.
Yeah, we know they're short.
Description of them given to you by Fennec Sr.
Yes.
The impression of kobolds is that they're short and silly.
Yes.
They're Kenku, but without the feathers.
Yeah, they're scaly Kenku, essentially.
And the ability to form complete sentences without help.
True.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it kind of comes down to. Halflings, Kenku, gnomes, kobolds.
Was short.
Goblins.
Small.
Well.
Was looking for info. They took files. See? Going through files after knockover.
What? Whoa. I was about to ask what files, but you wouldn't know. Let me see.
Files are properly alphabetized, we could probably narrow it down.
I will say with
but
the 21. With the 21, you're able to narrow down to one particular file cabinet that seemed to be the main one they were going for, and everything else was sort of a distraction tactic where I will hide the fact that I wanted this file cabinet by smashing all this other stuff and making it look like I was ransacking everything.
What in this one?
Oh, this. Oh, why would they want this? Those plans were totally unsafe. This was for an experimental submarine that I was working on like 20 years ago. It was never really safe for... travel underwater. Once you got to a certain depth, there was just a catastrophic failure, and it would crush itself like a grape.
Tell me it's clicked now.
Paige
oh, yeah,
size.
You don't need to roll anymore. Cicero Lodestone made a name for himself as an inventor of nautical vessels. Unlike most gnomes, he designed innovations for existing plans, and also unlike most gnomes, the plans he made were mass-producible and safe. Most of the vessels you've sailed on had slight modifications to either the rigging or the keel, or like any number of a variety of miniature things that just made everything better.
You all see on Ash's face just him suddenly becoming essentially like he just met his favorite actor.
That oh snap,
I've just met a celebrity type face that just appears.
Also, follower of Argonia.
Oh Lord, you are the one that you refitted the shimmering ruby.
Yes, I did refit that for Bloom. You're absolutely right.
the shimmering ruby, you refit her.
Twice actually, but yes.
Paige is sighing. I look at Cicero. Cicero.
Yes.
Right now, creature in ocean is controlling and killing people. Would probably want plans to trick people into ocean to kill them.
What, you mean Jarl? Yeah, I know.
No.
What?
Kraken.
The what now?
Kraken.
Yeah, we should have probably led with that. There is a Kraken out there.
Oh, Kraken's
eating ships, tried to kill us. So, possessing people and trying to kill them or have them kill people.
Okay. Well, if anyone tries to use the subplans that were stolen, they will not need a large sea creature to kill them. The sea will kill them for them.
Might be trick to get people in ocean.
That sounds less than pleasant.
How? I'm trying to figure out the best way to say this. exactly how far from feasible were your plans for a submarine? Because if they were close and they have a Kraken helping them out, then they might be able to just make a submarine with a few modifications, possibly.
He pauses for a moment and imagine, if you will, that this is a cartoon and we see a cutout on the side of his head and some gears are turning. And a cartoon hand with an oil container comes over and just applies some oil to the gears and they start spinning in a blur. And then we cut back out to his facial expression and he goes, oh.
There we go.
Oh, dear. Argonia says,
there we go.
Oh, dear.
Torpedoes.
I told you about torpedoes. That's supposed to be a secret.
I think you just, yeah.
Torpedoes go boom. Things
so,
go boom.
From that facial Please expression, I'm going to assume very close to potentially working.
Well, with the right genius helping them, probably. I mean, I abandoned it because there was enough emphasis on making seafaring vessels that were above water, because that's where all the pirates are, usually. But, oh dear. I need to sit down. And he goes to sit down in a chair, and he realizes that every chair in here is smashed. He's like, oh.
That's too bad.
He takes a stack of books. And just
Do you think
to
that
right
he's
height.
Small enough to sit on my hands?
He will refuse and excuse himself to take a shower.
I don't take my hands out of my hood.
All right, one problem at a time. Because apparently there's a lot right now.
You don't say.
Yep.
I knew about right, the moon thing. We found out about that last night. Everyone
okay,
on the council
well,
knows
these
that.
Dragonborn,
the
these elves
are blaming the dwarves for that,
we
too.
We can take
of
a
course.
Submarine to the moon!
That shouldn't be possible, but spelljammer rules, yes, that's absolutely a thing.
Why would we go there, though? We don't know where it is. How would... I don't understand.
Alright, well, let's
Take
deal with the problem
blast.
We've got here. This dragonborn is here to try and, you know, help us find the moon. I imagine it's probably a good idea to get them in somewhere to speak to someone or gather the council or whatever is necessary to try and build a plan of action there. That's one problem dealt with. There's the problem with the ships going missing. We'll deal with that. But this one seems pretty important as well. So we need to deal with everything. Oh, jeez.
Are you saying oh, geez, because of Millie's typing in chat?
A bit of both. There's a bit of Millie's typing and a bit of there's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. And that is an Illithid ship that Cindy just posted in chat. So, you know, that's nice. So, Corin, again.
First result in Google.
Corin, again, clears her throat and says, yes, well, we have a fleet. We have a sizable fleet. We are short on sailors, though. We were hoping to enlist the aid of other countries to provide sailors for our expedition. We do not know exactly how powerful the force is that has taken the moon. We have some ideas. We know that they are a necromancer of some skill.
Necromancer?
Yes.
We know necromancer.
I'm going to just ignore that comment for now because it's about best you
just, yes.
Yep, just keep power going through. And, just yes. Power through. You go.
He made scarecrows possessed by demons.
Paige, this is not helping.
I'm sorry. We stopped
not helping
him.
Is pretty much we Paige's motto.
Him. Pretty much.
We stopped him.
It's a standard setting for Paige.
Yeah.
I'm in brain
Corin just
mode.
Face
just
palms
thinking.
And says, my grandmother said, may you live in interesting times. Why would she do that to me? How dare she? Okay.
Question,
in any
though,
case.
Cicero, who has access to office?
Well, considering that the locking mechanisms, plural, were all broken, anyone with a strong enough foot, apparently.
But how reach door if short?
It's my office.
Oh, true.
He's also short. Paige.
I know. Right. You right. may have noticed.
Paige this is trying particular... to connect way too many things at once.
This particular area of the building is usually under heavy guard, so it would have been someone who is employed by the council, or a council member themselves, or someone who is incredibly skilled at being sneaky.
Do you
more
have a
likely
list of
one
potentials
of the two
who would have
things,
done this?
Just because of certain magical deterrents we had installed in the hallways. I'm sorry, what was that?
Deterrent?
Do you have a list of potential people who might have targeted you?
Well, I might not have been the primary target. They might have just wanted the sub-plans. That's a possibility. Or they may have taken them in order to send us on the wrong trail. A clever chess move, which is also possible. It might.
The deep!
Okay, yes, there's that. It might be related to the human council member's disappearance. That's a strong possibility. Councilman Tiller was a nice guy, or is a nice guy if he's still alive, but we haven't seen him in quite some time, and there hasn't been any like ransom note or anything.
Hmm.
So,
in fairness, most people thought a lot of us were dead for 5 years, so...
This is true.
Well, yeah, but how long do you normally
okay,
keep
I'm still
open
trying to catch up on
seat?
All the other things you've told us. I haven't really processed the skeleton or scarecrow demon things yet.
Yes,
and now
that's
you're...
a whole other... You know, it...
Smoke infernal!
Okay, long story short, we are trapped in some
there's
sort
no
of fairy dimension.
Thing. There is no such
which
thing. It's already long.
Was only a few minutes for us, but apparently 5 years in this world.
Oh, dimensional right. travel. Why didn't you say so? Oh, yeah, I know all about that.
There's words for that.
Yeah, it wasn't one of the nine hells, that's for sure, but it was at least something not.
Yeah, I found it's totally okay until you run into someone named Kevin.
Who?
I do not recall a Kevin.
My thing just kind of freaked out for a minute. My computer just freaked out for a minute. What happened in the last 30 seconds?
It's a little bit of chit-chat.
We told him we were in an alternate dimension for 5 years this world times.
Oh, Gazika! Gazika!
Gazuntite.
Warlock of Gazika.
She's a
once again,
of
if you just
warlock.
Ignore
Paige,
it's probably
warlock?
Okay.
Of course.
Trying to find cure for Kenku became warlock happens.
You get used to it.
No.
Eventually.
No, I don't think I'm going to. This is what I get for asking adventurers for help.
Well, yeah.
This is my life now. This is fine. This is all fine.
And he sort of kicks a foot and a bunch of papers go flying. A few more ink splatters happen.
No.
What do the papers say? What do the papers say? I
depends
can read
on which
it all.
Paper.
Paige is now on all fours looking at the random pages that are flying off all the
okay,
rest
so
of us try to continue
she's distracted.
The
okay, let's try to, yeah.
I'm Paige, also the time. Still muttering about the deep. I'm still
most of the pages have mathematical formulae for figuring out the stresses and weaknesses for various building materials. When you are constructing various parts of a ship, which paper you pick up determines which part of the ship it's talking about.
Fun.
I just realized our Dragonbone friend is still here. Do we? Do you have someone that can take this lovely Dragonbone to someone that can maybe liaise with them and get them the assistance they need?
Well, thank you for bringing the conversation back around to something that I can actually say something about without saying just, oh dear, and Argonia preserve us. So, here is the problem as it stands. The council as a whole is going to need to make that decision. We do have the ability to draft up as many troops as we need. We've done it before. There was a bit of a kerfuffle a while back where we made use of that. Apparently there's a being called a Tarrasque. I'm aware of the Tarrasque. Oh, yeah, Tarrasque. Wonderful. Yeah.
A what?
Big, scary monster. Let's not talk about it. That's a whole other tangent.
Oh. All I know about the Tarrasque is teeth and horns and more teeth and more horns.
The Tarrasque was the thing that the fish people were worshipping, right?
Oh, right.
As a matter of fact, yes.
Yes, volcano. That is right.
Fish people swim underwater.
This was before my time.
Yeah, you've missed a bit. If we can
move this train to a slightly different set of rails. So, here is the problem. You need the whole council. We don't have the whole council. Not just because we're missing one human delegate. He could be replaced as soon as we get together to declare that he is missing and needs a replacement. That's also not happening. Because no, Paige, you cannot be the whole council. That's also not happening because the elves right now are at the throats of the dwarves. The dwarves are at the throats of the elves. Something about Skelvar getting flooded and the elves are blaming the dwarves. The dwarves are resenting heavily. They're Skelvar. Saying that they got punished more by the flooding.
Skelvar.
Yeah, Skelvar.
Wait,
over to the east and north.
Yeah,
okay. She's saying Skelvar for a reason this time. She's actually being
Skelvar's from there.
She always has a reason. It's just usually distracting. Yes.
Born
no,
there.
But this one's not.
This one seems to be on top.
Born there. Skelvar. Kenku.
Okay, so yes, the Kenku are from Skelvar.
okay. That is new information.
Wasn't there something in the book about Skelvar being flooded?
There was something about elves and dwarves.
Skelvar is flooded. The entire forest of Skelvar is now more or less a swamp.
There's a prophecy book. I don't know much about it. I'm just from what they're telling me.
Of course.
Raven Queen.
Prophecy book?
Raven Queen.
That's not where the book came from, though.
The Raven Queen is. Why would the Raven Queen not be involved? Of course.
I find that the Raven Queen is involved in everything.
I think I need a very strong drink.
Actually, I have an idea.
And I give him my canister of scotch.
Cicero,
Gear Grinder, but it'll do. Thank you. I'll get a shot glass.
I can cast Seeming. Make us tribal council members so we can get stuff done.
For right now, ignore the fact that the small bird person is insisting on committing high treason by impersonating council members in front of a council member.
She doesn't know.
Like I said, it's best to ignore Paige until you're acclimated to them.
Also, no one right now, and I do apologize for this because of present company, is getting along well with the orc delegates.
What's going on with the orc delegates?
Well, there's a big army in the southern part of the continent that has been ransacking towns and such. And we would have sent an army to stop them, but we can't get together and meet because the elves and the dwarves are at each other's throats.
I think the other half of our party took care of the orc army.
Some of it, yes, I think.
Big orc. Scary orc.
At the very least, there was a large orc army that prevented the monastery I grew up in from being a monastery, and they took enough of the orc army out that the monastery's being revitalized.
Unka, note, in future you should probably prepare sending just so we can actually double check that what they're doing.
Yes, that's right.
It's a 5th level spell that clerics have. You should probably do that for future.
I think I have it.
Tanner Rourke.
No.
It's a 3rd level. Sorry, you do have it prepared.
Yes,
you do have it prepared.
I do. Mm-hmm.
So we can check in and just make sure that that is the case.
So the page, right. There's tan orcs who spend a lot of time out in the sun, and there's tanner orcs.
Which are the ones
who
with
forgot their sunscreen for the day.
Why don't you do a quick sending to Mazir or someone just to see if that's.
That's a good idea. Okay, I'm gonna figure that out. So keep the conversation going, and I'll sort it out.
Orc mom, say hi.
This is Crest. Remember, you have 25 words to work with.
Right. Yes, I'll get it. I will get it.
I love that this is the second time the party's planning on contacting Mazir, and both times Ellie's been in chat, so we could get out.
This is why I suggested Mazir.
And the strange thing that you have to work out is, canonically, their campaign stopped right as a dragon turtle was attacking Sandstone. And your party is 24 hours in the future of that event.
So let's hope they're not fighting.
If Mazir
replies...
Are
they still fighting Gamera?
Are they all dead? That's the question.
We might have to retcon it, depending on how it goes at 7.
Whee!
Okay. I love this game so much, and that's the free space on the bingo card. I need to make that bingo card. I need to make that bingo card and put it out there on the internet.
Yes.
And so Corin says, so it seems the main problem that we're having is we need to get the elves and the dwarves to not be mortal enemies, and then... A lot of the problems that are taking place can be solved because your government will actually start being a government again and not a bunch of squabbling children.
So
I speak Sylvan.
This is Cress again to the party.
Mm-hmm.
You do know an elf that's from Skelvar, and Jen, only you know this because she spoke to you about it. She was the ambassador of Skelvar for... Adrolonka.
I know a Kenku from...
I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to write the sending and trying to remember that.
I know Amara. A Kenku from Skelvar, then, too.
Amara. Oh, yes.
Amara, but no one else in this party would have known Amara.
No one else in this party. Jen, it's up to Jen if she remembers that.
Yeah, I would remember Amara. I would probably remember that.
The only party member who tried to make an ogre zombie.
Yes, yes. She's memorable. Okay, let me finish the sending and then I'll work on that one.
Amara was a high elf from Skelvar, and she was the ambassador from Skelvar to Adrolanka.
Okay, so there's a possibility there.
So, you know.
But Ash wouldn't know this. So
Ash wouldn't know this. This is Crest
Remains. Right, yeah, that's true. That's right. Okay, so, yeah, okay.
I am from Skelvar. Went to college out of town. I forgot what town I agreed to that I went to college at.
Crash, should I be level 9? Because I'm only level 8.
Yes.
Because Jen's level 9. I was just double checking.
Okay. Yeah, everyone else is level 9.
Mm-hmm.
You're the baby in the group. No. Also, you do the most damage.
I do the most damage outside of battle.
You do the most psychological damage.
Psychic damage.
And you may... Feel free to be intimidated by this, but Bryn makes the most friends.
excuse me.
No.
No, there's the sending.
Which she learned, in a sense, from her former teacher, Celan, who makes more friends than Bryn does, but in a slightly different way.
Right.
Okay, Jen, I'm adding to your sending. I'm adding
25 words.
That's not 25 words.
I don't know.
I counted. It's 20.
50. Oh, wait. Sorry.
She says hi. I said that. I wanted you to let Mazir know that I said hi.
Oh.
It's a shame you didn't have 6 free words because you could have said you can reply to this message.
Oh, yeah. I lost track of how many, but
it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is about how Anka can possibly do this while everyone's telling her things at the same time, you know. So
in my head canon, you had Paige says hi only because Paige is there going, Paige says hi, Paige says hi, Paige says hi, and you end up saying
fine,
it.
Fine, here you go. Yes,
you end up saying it because Paige forced you to think that, and it might actually be in the middle of the message, not at the end.
Right.
Has your team Paige says hi killed the invading orc army?
Oh, no.
I'm okay
all
with
right,
this.
All right, well, I attempt to send this to Mizir, hoping it makes any sense at all. And
Paige grins and then goes back to scribbling about the deep in her notebook. I mean, the thing is that the Doom book said that, you know, the deep, the corruption was from the deep.
Meanwhile, while you're doing this, there has been a continued back and forth between Cicero and Corin. Cicero more or less agrees with Corin about her assessment of the elf and dwarf council members. But on the other hand, both of them in the past 5 years had an insane amount of damage done to huge portions of the settlements. Many thousands of people died. And for long-lived races like elves and dwarves that don't tend to have tons of children all at once, that is a huge blow to their people. So he can understand their motivations, even if their refusal to think logically and critically about the situation. Like, dwarves know tunnel building. They're not going to flood an entire country while at the same time wiping out their own people. That's not a dwarf thing. He doesn't think the dwarves are at fault. The elves don't want to stop and think logically about things. They're
passions
being much more
going
emotional.
Too high.
My Kraken attack hometown because I refuse Kraken.
From what we can determine, it was more than likely the Kraken than it was the dwarf.
Kraken, I refuse and fight against Kraken when it tried to control me. Kraken mad.
So it destroyed the home.
Destroyed hometown.
They're not from the city of Skelva, but they're from the region. That's where they came
to
are from.
Woods.
Paige, you are a fascinating individual, and I know that you are highly intelligent. Please don't take this the wrong way, but the more I spend time with you, the more I am creeped the heck out.
You'll get used to that as well.
Yeah, you get
I
used
don't
to that.
Want to.
Not new.
No, you don't have to. You do not have to, yes.
Most react that
way. And there's
20
more of you in another room.
Not
I
as
hope
smart.
They're still in the other room.
Not as smart.
Right.
Yeah, they're not with us. We're just stuck with
found us and followed.
Okay, so I'm waiting on a return message, which I don't know. But sending, you never know how long that's going to be.
If I'm, you did indeed know help mm-hmm. defeat that orcish horde, that would be yes. the first good news I've heard today.
Well, we fought against it, but I don't know that we defeated all of it. Wait, I've got a sending. Okay, I have an answer. Okay.
Princess Hai!
Yes, okay, so... Mizir, our friend,
scary,
says, what I sent was, you know, has your team killed the invading orc army and very little else other than Paige says hi. Mizir responds, yes. So yes, they have killed the invading orc army. Lots of help, but I'll take credit. Hi, Paige, she says.
Yay!
Mostly saved sandstone from dragon.
Dragon?
It continues. Need flying ships there. Bryn says hi. More of later. Okay, so yes, the orc army has been defeated out there.
Scary lady, hi.
Well, you said this is a person named Mizir.
Yes.
She ended ascending, which allows 25 words with M instead of Mizir.
Yes, she
does
that
a lot.
That's basically her signature.
Yeah, that's her signature. That's how we know it's definitely her, not someone pretending to be Mizir.
Okay, so
I didn't
but
know
there's apparently
could be hijacked.
Be surprised.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think I've had mine hijacked.
Writing things in the margin.
Right. Yeah. There's a dragon.
Dragon.
Well, there was. I don't know. It seems they've dealt with it, but I'm not really sure. But they do need the flying ships. I'm going to screw up your name. Corin?
Did she say what color the dragon was?
I suppose I could send again, and I could respond and ask if you'd like.
You need to do another spell dump.
I can. I mean,
it's only a third level, so you've got plenty of spells.
It's fine, yes. Okay.
You send sending this just, Paige says hi again. What color was the dragon?
Say hi to Scary, Mom. Say hi to Scary. Hi to Scary.
Paige says hi again. What color was the dragon?
Yes.
Oh, Paige says let her rip.
No.
Let her rip.
To which our response will just be dragon turtle.
So the
color was the dragon.
Sidekicks, for want of a better word, for Corin are sort of just talking back and forth about how this reminds them of council meetings back home. Corin seems to be very indifferent and stoic. And surprisingly patient.
So Corin,
okay, I have sent Mazir ascending. I've written, Paige says hi again. There you go, Paige. What color was the dragon? And then I wrote that new friends here have flying ships. Please respond. So we'll see how that goes.
I'm so glad we have the same thing.
Yes.
Ellie thought she just listened in for the fun of it, but no.
That would be
Here's the thing. I like the fact that there's someone from this, from the other group here, so that we can do this.
Right.
We have fantasy email.
We do. And if I hang out and listen to the next group, then you'll have it again.
It's not fantasy email. This is texting.
Yeah, this is like,
I do plan on being in the next group, so I can listen in as well.
Sorry,
yeah, this
what?
Is 2003 texting, where every time you send a text, it costs you like 25 to 50 cents.
Yeah. Though what I wrote was my version of what I would have done for sending.
Yes.
Which doesn't count because you're not the one with sending.
I
know, don't have the ability to do it, and I'm not taking recommendations at this point.
Paige is thinking that really hard and
yeah,
pretending
Paige wrote that in the margins of her notebook. I think that what I said was very informative.
God,
so we're writing a response, and well, I'm sure we'll get one soon.
I'm looking through Amara's character sheet, and I forgot how cool Tricker Domain was.
Mm-hmm.
We can modify memory.
Wow,
that's cool.
Well, yeah, that's a major spoiler in Critical Role.
Yeah,
but only if you got a cupcake.
No, a cupcake sprinkled with the dust of deliciousness.
I was trying not to give more of a spoiler, but yes.
I mean, that's not really a spoiler, it's an item.
I don't know the context anyway.
Yeah, I don't know anyway.
I don't know that everyone listening would, so it's okay.
Yes. Yeah, the only amount of Critical Role I know is a few animations and cosplayers on YouTube.
I get all of mine through osmosis. Because I don't...
Talks mocking on me.
Yeah, I don't have the time or spoons to add an additional 4 hours of listening to someone else's D&D game into my week.
Oh, I've got a response. I've got a response. Mazir says green. So the dragon was green. More shell than expected? Okay. Maybe.
It
spring from
dragon.
Underwater blockade. Flying ships
Kraken.
For supply runs. Mazir says hi, Paige. Ulfgar and Eric say hi, more later, M. Okay, so, I'm sorry, Corin, you were saying? I got a little distracted.
It wasn't a dragon.
What was it?
Turtle!
If it's,
it was green with more shell than expected?
Turtle!
A turtle!
Yes, there is...
So it's not a dragon, it's just a regular
it's
turtle?
It's distantly related. There is a being called a dragon turtle. It's not a true dragon, but...
Paige makes turtle noises.
Okay.
Turtles
also,
don't make noises unless you're just softly saying cowabunga.
Pizza time.
Okay, okay. So how do we connect winter. How do we connect our friends need help
under
flying ships for supply runs. Is this something you're interested in helping with, Corin? I'm not sure how to connect you two up, but it might work.
I do have a suggestion under that, then. If at the moment we can't do anything in regards to the council not being together because the elves and the dwarves are at each other's throats, until we're able to resolve that, why don't your fleet, Corin, assist Sandstone with this supply issue until we can resolve the elves and the dwarfs? Once
our
that's done, we'll worry.
Running on a skeleton crew.
Sandstone, water. Kraken.
So you need, this is all tied up.
Because my brother's still here, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I turned to Ethan.
He can't get
a
word in edgewise. He's been sort of hanging out in the back.
Yeah.
Well, he's,
so I turned to, can you spare some men or women from the temple?
I mean, some, but we're a lot of people went out on the ships that didn't come back.
But flying ones.
We can spare a few, probably. So... I'll have to talk to the Archbishop to know for sure. But, well, I already said it.
Okay, so basically we need the dwarves and the elves to get along with each other before you can conscript sailors. Is that correct?
Yeah, unless you're good at rewriting bylaws that are 1,000 years old.
No, I don't think I can do that. No. But I may know someone that
read
might
legalese.
At least talk to the elves.
Yeah, we're not good at rewriting bylaws, script. But we are good at finding where there's tension and just punching the tension away.
Yes, I think that works as a metaphor and as an actual. Yes.
There's an out of context quote.
Sorry.
Cicero, question.
Okay, I'm going to try sending to a friend I have not seen in quite some time. Her name is Amara, and she's from Skelvar. So I'm going to see if this works.
Cicero,
so give me a
question.
Minute. I'll be working on that.
We're going to burn up all of Unka's spell slots.
This will be my last. This is my last third level spell slot to do.
Thing is, if we're not doing anything today, like combat wise, you can burn your fourth and your fifth if you need to.
Oh, when we come back from the break,
I've only got three for third level. Well, I guess
fact,
I do
we've been
higher,
playing
yes.
for about an hour. So let's take a break. That will give you time to write both the message you're sending and to give Chris, because Amara is his character, time to write the response. And give me time to go get another cup of coffee.
Okay.
I'm going to do the same with the coffee.
I had a question.
I already have an idea.
Because it's attacking when we come back from the break. All right. So.
Sure. Question.
Be back in a bit. Hello, and welcome back to Cat Talk, where we will be discussing what our cats are doing.
He's a cutie. No.
I'm deathly allergic to cats.
I miss my cats, but my property manager wants to charge a lot for them.
Oh.
My cat's doing slow blinks at me. Oh! Anyway.
So, Jen, you were doing something.
Right, I was sending a message to Amara, who I haven't heard from time, and the message was, Amara, this is Anka in De Perfecta. Skelvar elves and dwarves on council fighting. Help, please respond to this message. And then I wait. Mm-hmm.
And you get a reply that says, try and get the voice right again.
Yes.
good to hear from you. I am in Skelvar dealing with this very problem. I'm worried this will get worse. Could use some help.
Oh.
And then you get a second message.
Oh, okay.
It's your own sending spell. I will arrange transport and entry to the city for you if you and your allies are willing to help.
Skelvar!
You, Unka.
Oh. Okay. All right, so I'm going to...
So you can respond to that.
Yeah, I can respond to that, because I'm out of spell slots for sending, so I can respond, though. That's allowed. Okay, so I'm going to relay what we just said to the rest of the group, and I'm going to ask our group if we want to go to Skelvar.
Yes!
All right, that's one vote, yes, and?
Oh, God, you're going to meet my parents.
I mean, I've never been there.
I haven't either, but, you know,
Mom, Dad,
Amara says it's gotten worse and could help. And she can, you know, get us transport. So I don't know how helpful we are here.
Look into the deep, but Mom.
All right. What is the gnome's name again? Corin? Nope, that's the dragon.
Nope.
Cicero.
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 Yeah.
If we can get the dwarves and the elves to stop with the whole...
You'll have my eternal thanks.
And how long will it take to get everything going from there?
Based on previous crises that we've encountered, we'd be able to mobilize a force within 24 to 48 hours. We have several very powerful wizards that have helped us out in the past.
All right,
okay.
Then. Skelvar?
Yes, let me tell Amara...
The Lord of Coombridge is particularly useful in a lot of situations.
Coom Ranch. Kenku clan live in sewers there. Not my clan.
Wait, okay, what? This is news to the DM.
What? Wait, I'm trying to do ascending here. Could you stop, Paige? Oh my goodness.
I'm sorry.
I don't want to send that to Amara. I mean,
no. Just assume that there are Kenku in most sewers.
Amara gets ascending, saying, Kenku live in sewers in Coomridge.
It's like, oh, no.
Wait, why did I send that?
And yeah, that's why I stopped. I'm like, wait, no, don't put this in my brain right now.
I appreciate just that assume. It's also canon that some NPCs have sent a sending reply that was 25 words of a single sigh.
Yes, this is true.
I mean, I imagine in some situations, if you did sending to Vex, depending on what the original message was, it would be 25 profanities you get.
Yes, probably. And probably that's something canon. That I've never seen before.
That is completely canon, and we all know
and
that.
Then they would blow another sending saying, okay, no, seriously, I need a reply from you. And they get another 25 profanities.
But that
it's
would
a
be a reply.
Different 25 profanities. There are new words in there.
The number of each actually, profanity.
I'm
going to
go double check because I think Vex actually knows like 7 languages.
Oh my goodness.
The first letter of every curse word is actually the message. It's just done in the worst version of Sailor's Cant.
Oh, yeah, that's horrible.
Vex knows like 6 languages, so it would be profanities in 6 different languages.
Paige wants to be friends.
Yeah, you've never actually met Vex. You're not well.
Do we really want Paige to meet Vex? Because then Paige would meet the kobold.
Vex, here's the thing though. Vex has a lifetime of experience dealing with meepo. So I'm thinking deal with Paige.
Yes,
well,
meepo
is out there. I'm not worried about Vex. I'm not worried about Vex. I'm worried about a Paige.
The effect on Paige.
Meepo and either... Well, Paige, Meepo,
all right, there's my message.
Duldane.
Oh, yeah.
That combination. Those particular wonderful balls of chaos.
Wait a second. This is actually story related. If we're going to be getting transport to the city, are we going over...
I don't know. She's going to let us know.
I don't want to go over the ocean.
We don't need to go over the ocean.
Well, we think Amara is sending us transport.
That would involve water.
Oh.
Was sending that transport was being arranged or being sent?
I'm not sure. Let me think.
I prefer to fly.
She will arrange transport.
It was arranged.
Yeah, she will arrange transport. So yes, she is arranging transport.
Then it might not be a vehicle.
And I'm going to double check this with Aaron just to make sure it's okay.
She's
an ambassador. She'd have access to
teleportation
a stationary
circles.
Teleportation circle. Yeah. So Amara and Skelvar will do a sending spell to who she knows would be in charge of the teleportation circle, inform them.
And they would tell someone under them, who would tell someone under them, who would delegate responsibility to someone under them, who would tell the person who just came back with their latte that they have a job to do.
And there's another sending to Unka.
Okay.
I have arranged transport via the De Perfecta teleportation circle to Skelvar. Inform someone if you are there, and they can assist you.
Okay, so Amara has sent back a message. We need to talk to someone who is in charge of the teleportation circle in De Perfecta, and that they will assist us. So we are getting teleported there, but we need to go there to step
I'm up. Just so glad that Aaron and I had the same idea there.
It's almost like we've been playing games with each other for years.
I know, right? It's really creepy, actually.
Can sneak... And not get Kenku.
I would probably.
I've been thinking too hard today.
Here?
What was that?
Can we leave the Kenku here? Maybe.
Are they?
Please not leave the Kenku here.
Can
I don't want to
take
them
with us.
We don't want to keep them.
Kick out of town.
Do we even know where they want to be?
From Skelvar.
Can you just tell them we left and that they have to go find us? Then they'll leave and find us, and then we'll never see them.
Can I roll for persuasion?
My assist.
I mean, we're making decisions about a group and we don't even know what they want.
Persuasion at advantage.
Roll persuasion at advantage. Do it, love.
Okay, thank you.
That's a nat 20. You don't need to roll again. That is a nat 20.
Okay, I'll see what I can do. I don't want them to be my problem, but maybe I can...
Put them to work tinkering. They're good at that.
Oh, Argonia, no. No, no, no.
Listen to instructions. No, don't ask questions. I'm different. They don't ask questions.
You know what? Maybe I can pawn half of them off on the elves and the other half off on the dwarves.
We are trying to stop a war.
Do not inflict the Kenku on groups that are already fighting.
There is one Kenku in this office, and it took us an hour and a half to have three talking points done. I'm going to give 10 each to these other councils.
Yes, it might not prevent a war, but it might delay it by years.
Okay, well, that's actually great sound logic.
That's actually great sound logic.
That could work.
Simple tasks, they do. Easy. Most don't ask questions.
This is true.
Okay. Well, as much as I enjoy standing here in my very ruined office.
Oh.
Paige is making us.
We need to go to a teleportation portal.
Yeah, we need to.
Do you know who we need to speak to, I'm assuming, to get to the Skelvar port?
I can lead the way.
Okay, great.
I don't normally do this, but Earbender's probably got his hands full right now, explaining to a lot of people why I don't have any appointments for the rest of the day. Granted, I could not have the ones for this afternoon canceled, but I don't have the gears for this. So
yeah, exactly. It's
keep the flask.
I just
you're probably
going to
need
of scotch.
Today.
So
yeah.
I think that's going to be my appointment.
Someone remind me to buy a new flask.
All right. I wrote it in my notebook.
They are. She'll hold it up the next time we're at a shop or something, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And several times between now and then.
Possibly true, yeah. Yes.
It's Paige is now in charge of Ash's to-do list. The first item on there is make gunblade.
That's right.
Which canonically...
I'm working on it.
Yeah, you've been working on it. You have enough of it built that you could use it once.
But not again.
But more likely, you would hand it to someone you don't like and have them use it once.
I mean, that still describes Paige.
Yeah, and as I wrote in the thing in the chat, the to-do list is right next to my doodle. Both Paige standing over the crack of Victorious, and also my doodle of Sanctimonious and Eric holding hands.
She makes her own fan fiction about members of the party.
To be fair,
they
Eric
said it was okay.
Agreed,
yes,
that he was okay with it. So, but I will not say that your ship has cannons.
Does it matter if I make my own?
Paige is part Tina Belcher at this point.
Oh my goodness!
As we're going to the circle, I'm just gonna say goodbye to my brother, who I haven't seen in 5.5 years.
Yeah.
Something like that.
We'll get you back.
But he hasn't seen you in 5.5. Seen him in a few months.
Mm. Yeah, but before we left, you need to remember, before we left, I was at sea for a long time. So for him, it's been 10.5 years.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you should take time for that.
Okay.
Meet mom, dad?
Yes, I met with my mother and father. Oh, son of... I didn't see him. I just looked at Ethan. I didn't see Emma.
She'll understand. Well, no, that's a lie. We both know she won't understand. But
no, she'll kill me. But I won't be here, so good luck with that.
No, instead she'll half kill me.
Yeah, but she's still a cleric of, right? So she can, she knows, if she knows I'm alive, she can message.
I'll definitely let her know if she doesn't already know. I see that you've already gone home and talked to mom and dad because you've got your favorite lunchbox.
Yeah.
I always thought the fire lizard was better myself, but whatever.
All three of us like different. Each we all liked one of each, so.
Yeah. Good thing none of us liked that little lightning rat thing. That was annoying.
I hate that little.
Yeah.
Paige is pecking at the lunchbox. I hug him.
He hugs back. You hear your ribs creak.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize it wasn't your rib, it was your gun blade creaking a little bit.
Oh, don't break that. I need it.
Sorry. Well, looks like you're off to a very interesting adventure that, no offense, I'm glad I'm not going to be a part of.
Bye, Ash brother.
Oh, God. Trust me, I wish I wasn't either. But you know what? If it saves things, I might as well be a part of it and do something with my life, right?
Careful. But, that kind of talk's going to make you a paladin.
I know, right? But if the jewel shows up at all, under any circumstances, get me back here.
We'll send you ascending immediately. The jewel or Novak.
And I just give him that stare of acknowledgement and respect.
He gives you a firm pat on the shoulder, and you turn and see that Cicero is kind of waving you on, like, come on, we gotta go.
We should
It's go. Been 10 years, give us a break.
I know.
Feelings!
He doesn't. Cicero's probably happy to get rid of us soon.
What?
I'm eager to make some progress with other things. Don't get me wrong. You're giving me some useful information, and I appreciate right. that. Also, thank
I'm
you for
a half-orc.
The
I don't deal with the finesse of language.
And, you know, like the whole we're going to try and stop a war for you.
And the sooner you deal with this issue in Skelvar, the sooner we can get Skelvar. Everything else done. So I'm kind of eager about that, just so you know.
Right.
True.
Right.
Pat my brother and I walk yes. towards the group.
All right, off we go.
Okay.
Skelvar.
All right, so the person that you're introduced to in the chamber that has the teleportation circle, which, by the way, this is not a for public use teleportation circle. Its coordinates are only given to a select few individuals.
Paige writes them in her notebook.
You're not a wizard.
With you. Matter of fact, parts of the teleportation circle are obscured, so the average wizard coming in to try to look at the circle to try to figure it out would still not be able to do that without being given unrestricted access to the circle, which they're not going to give you. People with very pointy things are preventing you from doing that.
Did you watch the video of Caleb memorizing the portals?
I did not. That is a new one for me.
I'll link it to you later.
But in any case, Skelvar sent a representative to bring you back to Skelvar, oddly enough. And
right.
they are, like, if you think elf from Lord of the Rings, this is pretty much what they look like. So they're
okay, Legolas.
They're kind of skinny. They're wearing robes. They've got the pointy ears going on. Their hair is blonde to the point of being white. And they look incredibly bored with everyone around them.
Hi, I'm Paige.
Oh, you brought one of those. How lovely. Get to bring it
yes,
back.
But this one is ours.
From Skelvar.
There are many Kenku, but this one is ours.
This one is ours. Mm-hmm.
Just don't try to take Paige apart and put her back together again. That's a different thing.
No.
You They're always bad. End up with spare parts afterwards. Like, oh, no. What do I do with these extra three hands? I mean, they were here to start.
They aren't even bird hands.
Yeah,
no, Paige is good enough at collecting spare parts on her own. We're not going to encourage
that.
Yeah. Don't ask
Turns
how
out
many
Paige
teeth
has a mohawk
I have.
Of hands now. The fingers is all splayed out.
I'm going to start wearing that to battle.
I am just so glad you rolled that natural 20 on the persuasion.
Oh, God, yes.
You can take our freedom, but again, you cannot take our extra hands.
Once again, a critical plot point has been made by a die roll.
Yep.
Oh, I'm good at the die rolls when I need them.
Apparently so. Well, that's yeah. twice in as many weeks that a
I've
natural
so
20
nat
roll
when
from
I need
Paige has changed the course of events.
Oh, I've done it like 5 times.
Okay. Let's go.
All right.
I've been waiting for this for how long, Crash?
Well over a year, I think.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, now you have to play both of your characters.
He's done it before.
Everyone gather in the circle.
Zoom, zoom.
Amara's waiting for you. I don't know how you met her, but, you know, whatever. Probably in some dump somewhere. All right. No, no. Arms, well. All arms inside the circle. You're going to need to keep all arms and legs inside the circle at all times.
And
otherwise,
hands?
You're going to leave them here.
I give Paige that look, and I like point at her like, don't start this now. And hands. Sorry.
You don't pay me enough for this. Okay.
Sorry. We're here. We're ready.
By the way, none of you do that thing where you jump on the count of three. That is totally annoying.
You should not have suggested that.
All right.
I'm holding on to Paige's shoulder so she doesn't do the thing.
I am assisting holding on to Paige.
I think between the two of us.
I will also help.
The three Dragonborn are just standing there quietly waiting for all of this ordeal to be over.
Sorry.
In my head canon, that laugh is canonical from Paige.
Yeah.
Don't ask how she snort laughs.
Right.
She heard it somewhere.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go, casting the spell. And just like that, you are no longer in De Perfecta.
I still lift a foot.
Of course
you are instead waist deep in water.
Oh, well, I guess the place is in fact
flooded.
Not where
we expected to go.
No, it's Skelvar. It's flooded. I hope it's Skelvar.
Skelvar?
All right, do we see anyone?
Well, as you look around, you can see other members of your party. But you're not all in one place. You are scattered about.
How far up is the water?
It's waist height for most of you.
So for me?
Like halfway up your chest.
Okay. Orc mom, up.
Okay, yes, yes.
I scrabble up her back.
Now, while,
I am
while
6 feet tall. I should be able to keep you.
While Kenku are shorter than most medium-sized creatures, they're still medium-sized creatures. So, but you're also half-orc, so you're kind of strong. So that's a thing.
I pretty much do it so I can get up and get my broomstick out and fly right above the water.
Okay, so I've found you. Where's the rest?
Hello.
Okay, good.
I'm over here.
All right, we are here. I'm not sure where here is. I hope this is.
Is Skelvar?
I'm here.
Come, friend.
Well, I could tell you were here. You brought us here.
I did not bring us here.
Oh, who is that?
Oh, this is. Sorry, I turned around.
No,
I thought you
the
were.
Insulting Didn't. Elf brought us here.
Yes, that's.
Where
sorry,
is
I got distracted.
He, she, whatever.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. All you gnawed dragons look alike. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I don't want to say
you have
it,
like five voices, and the three of them sounded so similar. Yeah.
But
just
so you know, canonically speaking, for this particular character, Corin, her pronouns are she, her. She is female, but she's a baritone.
Yeah, we got that. It's just they sounded it's the fine. Three of them sounded so similar.
Well, it's hard to tell. Paige leads the way, since Mr. Elfman disappeared.
Do I see Amara anywhere?
Give me a perception check.
Okay. I've rolled a 20.
Oh, never mind.
Okay, you have found the forest. It's in here with all the trees.
That's what a 20 gives us?
Well,
we're in a forest? we're outside of
Well, if
of
you
Skull.
Rolled a 1, you wouldn't be able to find the forest because of all these trees in the way. With a 20, you know that you are in the forest. You're probably in Skelvar because it's flooded. You have found everyone in your immediate party. You have found the three Dragonborn that were accompanying you. You do not find the elf who was supposed to bring you into Skelvar, into a relatively dry part of Skelvar, you assume.
Right.
There is no sign of a teleportation circle. There is no sign of civilization.
Home!
Okay. Anyone... have any idea how far we are from where we're supposed to be?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. Grew up
okay.
here.
Okay.
I lead in whatever direction I'm supposed to be going.
You don't know where you are, other than probably somewhere in Skelvar.
I do a nature?
Can you do a what?
A nature or investigation check to know, or history or whatever to know where I am.
Let me roll everything.
Why not?
Slide of hand
I'm asking which one you like. Slide of hand.
If this doesn't work, if she can't find where we're going, maybe ask Amara.
Survival?
I could try that, yes.
Do you have any more third level spell slots?
Oh, no,
I
don't.
Can use a fourth and fifth?
Can I? With sending? Did I?
Yeah, you essentially use the spell slot, but sending is one of those spells that it doesn't really do anything. It just lets you use.
Okay, I don't see it in the fourth and fifth levels.
Can I?
So I clearly did something wrong when I did that. Yeah, I don't have.
What should I roll for?
Let me double check the rules.
Give me a survival check.
Okay.
Paige.
Does 11 do it, or should I use my inspiration?
11 will let you know that it's probably good that you're above water.
Okay, so I'm going to use it again. 13 this time.
You still don't know where you are. I mean, the trees that are growing here are the same different tree species that are from where you live. The climate feels like it's from where you live, but you haven't been in this part of the forest.
Can I fly up to the top of a tree and look and see where I'm going?
Oh, easily.
Okay. I'd like to do.
You see the scene from Ralph Bakshi's animation of The Hobbit, where the Hobbit pokes above the trees and just sees beauteous scenery for as far as the eye can see. There's butterflies flying around.
That's
and you
nice.
Have no idea where you are.
I see trees, Jen, and more trees and more.
I go down and I go, in Skelvar Forest.
Yes.
Middle of it.
Middle of it. Oh.
Okay. According to the player's handbook, you can dump a higher level just to use the spell.
I can?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll dump something.
So if you just click the box next to where it says slots for like fourth or fifth, it'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah, it won't give you extra words or anything, but you can still use the higher level spell slot to cast the higher level spell.
Now I'm figuring out what
can I use find familiar to find my...
Maybe keep the fifth in case we need it.
Yeah, I'm going to keep the fifth level spells as they are.
You don't drop a spell. You just familiar. see where it says fourth level at the very top, and then you've got the three boxes.
Let me look again. Okay. Yes, there's three
boxes.
So
if you just click one of those boxes, you'll have used a fourth level spell, but you're using a...
Okay, let me try that. Sending... Oh, wait, yeah. It does say I can do a fourth level. Okay. I can do ascending to Amara. let me click
that. We are in the middle of the woods. What the heck?
Yeah. Okay, so... Amara, this is Anka. We are... in the forest, there's a lot of water. Your friend did not help much. Please respond.
Would Amara know where the hell they are?
Okay.
I'm hoping.
So I would say a good half hour passes.
Okay.
Paige is very happy.
During which time, Amara goes through channels to find out what the heck happened. Hello, supposed to bring friends here. There's no friends here. And now they're telling me they're submerged.
You dump them in the woods.
So, long story made short, the person who did this was also a follower of Amara's particular deity, who we'll leave out certain tidbits. And they decided this was funnier.
God
damn it. Them were elves anyway.
Paige agrees.
Even Amara dismisses over this gentleman. Paige agrees.
From his position. Because there's a time for trickery and there's a time for seriousness.
Yeah, their dad outranks you, so that's not happening.
Paige completely
that's why they felt like they could get
hilarious.
Away with it.
Amara's going to make his life hell for a while.
They welcome the challenge. Now, this is the DM speaking. They'll probably lose.
Oh, I know.
But they don't know that.
Oh, they will lose.
By the way, Amara is canonically ninth level now, too, by the way, in case you didn't think that already.
I assumed as much, so she's already there.
If I make a dimension directly feet above me, can I look out it and be like, yes, we want to go left?
I mean, if you want to waste a spell slot to do that.
But I know, I felt like I was wondering if it would even give me fruit, or would it just be worthless?
Technically, dimension door, you pass through it. You don't get to look through it in advance.
What if I'm on my broomstick?
Then you can just fly out. You don't need to use dimension door for that.
True. I just want to look and see. I want to know.
So what Amara gets from the conversation, other than a lot of aggravation, and notes for some things that she just recently thought up for how she can make that person's life hell, is that they're somewhere to the east of the capital. So if they head west, they'll find something.
Okay, onward to something.
That, yes, onward to something, and this way.
But the location was somewhat random, so they can't even send someone directly to you to get you.
Right, right.
Because this was funny.
So I dump a sending spell, and I am going to make someone's life hell for this. Head, what was it, west?
Yes. West.
Head west. You'll find something.
Okay, Amara says, head west, we'll find something, and she will take care of the elf that dumped us in the water, basically. So, let's see. I have, we need to figure out where's west, and I think I have something for that, maybe. I still have it. Orb of Direction? I think that might work.
Can I just look at the sun and go the way that's west?
Yeah, I have an Orb of Direction. So, it will tell me which way is north, and from there we can which way is north.
Okay. Now, Paige could also roll a survival check.
Sure.
But the survival check would be to see if your sense of direction agrees with the Orb of Direction, which is accurate.
And it does.
Yes.
Got a dirty 20.
So Paige spends some time looking up at the sun through the trees. Actually use the broom to get up there past the trees. And you realize that it's right around noon. So the sun should be directly overhead, except at the elevation that you're at and at the longitude that you're at and the latitude that you're at, it would actually be at an angle here. And so once you do all these calculations and the math symbols appear in front of your face for a few seconds in an animated GIF, you go down to point out which direction you should be going in, and Unka's already leading the rest of the party that way.
Yeah, it's this way. Here, let's go this way. Paige, come on.
But you were right. That is the right way. Exactly. Yep, perfect. I love the counting on fingers part too. Perfect gift for this.
Yes.
Okay.
Paige then joins. And also, when Paige is counting on hands, also you, Hardy's and Hardy Jr.'s.
Well, of course, when you carry the one, you need an extra hand for that.
Yeah, also uses Lulu's, all of their hands.
That's the most adorable math I've heard of all week. Okay. And you start trudging your way through the water. It is just as pleasant as one would think. You imagine the dragonborn are even more unpleasant because each of them is wearing full plate and trudging through the water.
I'm flying above the water.
Yes, Paige seems to be the only one who is not incredibly uncomfortable.
Hey, water.
Well, you ride boats. You sail boats through the water. Right. You don't normally trudge through waist-deep water.
Well, for me, I don't know if it's waist-deep because I'm tall, but
It's roughly waist-deep.
Roughly? Okay.
Yeah, it depends on if you're standing on a rock or a tree root or something.
Okay.
It's on average waist-deep.
Okay.
And things seem to be going incredibly splendid for everyone. Sarcasm detected.
Right.
And then the blue dragonborn, because remember, the Corrin's red, but they also had a blue companion and a white companion. The blue companion goes down into the water.
Oh, no.
Come on. I was typing something fun and pleasant. You.
All right, I'm going to try to go help them up.
As you're sloshing your way towards where they went down, the white dragonborn goes under.
Oh, this is bad.
Can I cast Detect Magic?
Sure.
I did.
Okay. Yeah, there's magic abounding. Would you like to roll an Arcana check to see what kind of magic it is?
I would love to.
Okay, give me your Arcana check. This will be our last roll of the evening.
Oh, my.
And I have a feeling initiative's not too...
Right.
Well, it's been so many weeks without you rolling initiative. We got to get started
12.
On something.
12. This is not my best roll.
No, so you don't know what it is, but there's magic all around you. And then Corrin goes down.
Oh, no.
And that's where we're going to end it.
Paige goes up another foot.
Okay, thank you everyone for playing. Thank you everyone for listening. Tonight I have been joined by a bunch of awesome people, including, but not limited to, Chris, Jen, Millie, and Cindy. Ellie was hanging out and participating in chat, if not by voice. I have been Crash. And let's do some plugs. Chris has a podcast, AzerothCTC.com. I believe they recorded a new episode today. They record fortnightly.
It's about
World of Warcraft. and related things. Ellie was participating, so let's plug her social media site, elk.xyz, E-L-E-K-K.xyz. It's on Mastodon, so you can follow a lot of us there, even if you don't have an account there, if you have Mastodon account somewhere. Jen has a blog and podcast, bookofjen.net. It includes audio podcasts, written works, and also video podcasts. The video podcasts of late have been Let's Plays of Diablo 3 content, including some special events in regards to the new lore that's coming out for Diablo 4 that's coming out soon-ish.
No. Well, one of the podcasts briefly sort of vaguely touched on that, but the video podcasts are just running through the game, and it was an event that happens in January, every January.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's from very, very old original Diablo, long story short.
Okay, well, it's still Diablo 3, which is fun to play.
Yes.
Never mind about that. Millie has an aforementioned Twitch stream, twitch.tv/magicalmillie, where fan fiction of dubious quality is occasionally read. Also, sometimes children's books.
Yes.
And we have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. Help us keep the lights on. You can join other illustrious patrons, including Chris, Cindy, Ellie, and Eric. And until next time, this is Crash saying, no, no, this was funnier.
So annoyed.
Well, that was what they were going for. All right, good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.